Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bottom four in Chicago. The Cubs lead the Pirates 3-0. Cubs doing it on 5 hits, all singles so far. That's your headline. Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Mark Cabali just joined us on the fan hotline, brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Holland Capitis. Stephen A. Smith on ESPN today talking about his favorite team, the Steelers.
Their running game has been atrocious, an absolute atrocity, an abomination, considering that this is the Steelers. It wasn't just because of the steel curtain. It wasn't because of Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and Terry Bradshaw. It was also because of Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer. And years later, who do you have? You have guys like Le'Veon Bell running the football. How about the bus, Jerome Bettis? And then you give us James Conner. And because you got James Conner, but he was not the answer for the Pittsburgh Steelers with their running game. Big Ben Roethlisberger, fresh off of elbow surgery, throwing the ball 608 times. Villanueva's right. You don't do that to an offensive line. You don't get to run block. You don't get to push forward. You've got to retreat and protect the quarterback. 608 pass attempts. That's what they did.
Okay. So, just the bluster there gets me. How do I get that
Stephen
energy
A
on the air every time? How do I do people
Stephen
even want
A
it?
Is a vintage Stephen A is a vintage it's not what you say, it's how you say it guy. Like, he has made a career based on how he says things, not necessarily what he says. It's I don't know, do you want to try to bring that kind of energy? Do you want to have like a Stephen A day where you and I just go fully over the top for four straight hours?
I don't think I can do it. I don't think I have it inside of me. I don't think I
do
could
Do you think he's aware of it?
I think it would
like,
take years off
it
my
sort
life
of sounds. Do you think he's aware of the sound and, like, the audio, like, the quality,
yes,
sonic quality
oh,
of what
yeah
he's doing?
I think so, definitely. I think it's something, a craft, if you will. I think it's
I would be fascinated.
Something he's practiced.
To just to talk to
at
him, like, away from
he doesn't
that
sound like
setting.
That. Mm-mm. No.
Have you spoken to him?
No, I just know people that have and know him from his Inquirer days.
And they say he's just, like, a totally
yeah, when he
relaxed,
was a newspaper reporter in Philly,
dude,
he was not like that at all.
Man, I give the dude a lot of credit for reinventing himself for big bucks. I wish I had that kind of talent.
I knew of him when he was at the Inquirer before he went full-time to ESPN. And two stories about him from his Philly days stick out to me. And I know this because I had friends from Syracuse who interned at the newspaper when he was
I
there.
I hope one of them is the one that you're going to tell one of the ones that I've heard that
one
I think
of them
is very
is
funny.
That he wrote a column and said in the column about the Eagles that they should have kicked a field goal on third down in case they missed it, so they could go for it again on fourth down. And somehow that got past the editor and I think made it into print.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That would be like Vinny Ricicci's famous why can't they bring Eric Tangrady down from the press box to play the third period comment.
Wait, what?
You're not aware of this? Do you remember back in the early days of the station when Tangrady was still a thing and he was still on the roster? People always debated, is he good? Should they be scratching him? Do they need his size?
So
his
he was scratched and he said
series
he should dress for the third period and come down and
yes
play?
Yes, he said, oh my God. I think like they were would Tangrady have been on the team in 13, that Boston series? Does that sound right to you? Like, because I don't even remember
no
if he still was. It was, point being, it was in a series where they were struggling, I guess.
And he said, bring him in this game?
Oh, and wow. He and they talked about it, and I remember vividly Vinny said, Cookie, Tangrady's up there in the press box. Why don't they bring him down and dress him for the third period? And it was like a shark having a bucket of chum dumped in the water. Cook got so, like, audibly excited that he was about to, like, get to lecture Vinny about this. And I remember people telling me and just, like, you know, cringing, obviously, that he didn't know.
And the other story I heard was that when he would go to Sixers games, when he was covering Sixers games, he would have somebody that would bring him ginger ales. Like, he would not go
back
to...
So he was a big enough deal that he had a ginger ale guy.
He would not go back to the press lounge, the media room, to get ginger ales. He would have somebody who either was a... like an intern at the newspaper or worked at the arena, the Wells Fargo Center, just go get him in ginger ales, and that was that person.
God, I hope he would hit that person off if it was either the intern or a person that worked at the in the building. You know how like clubhouse attendants in Major League Baseball get like a very nice
chunk
of
change.
Yeah,
I'm sure he did, but I know he had a ginger ale guy.
I heard this about him, and I think the guy has a great work ethic, which I know you and I agree on. I know you admire his work ethic. The guy's insane with how much he puts out there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that when he was starting to transition over to become close to a full-time ESPN guy, but he was all over the place, he became very well known, I guess, at the Inquirer. When he would email his columns in, it was on his BlackBerry that he would type the entire column.
Oh, my God. I've
so
never heard
he
that.
So he would be sending columns in and maybe either unaware that when you would send them from a smartphone. Like, if I emailed you right now, it would say from my phone. It would say sent from my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he would do whole, like, 800, you know, typical traditional column
length. He would text the words
things.
On his phone?
He would type. He would type in an email on that tiny little BlackBerry keyboard entire complicated columns.
Man.
And then send them that way. That is both frightening and impressive all at the same time.
It sounds to me.
Ginger ale guy.
Like his, like, he wanted to make it known that his opinion today was the Steelers' problem in the run game was the running back. That let me list off all of these great Steelers, all-time great backs, Franco, mm-hmm. Bettis, Bell, and the Steelers gave us James Conner the last few years. That's why Ben wanted to throw it 600 times, and that's why the offensive line never got to run block because they didn't respect, they didn't think they had any chance with
was
the
James,
running backs.
Hold on. You are going to love the argument I'm about to make against Stephen A. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
Really sit down and soak this one in, okay? Remember James Conner's little run of flirting with like, oh, wow, maybe he's going to be very little drop-off from Le'Veon Bell. Remember that little run where Mulsey ended it by jumping on the bandwagon, right?
After
with
the
both
game
feet
in Baltimore?
After that the Ravens game where he like
then
handed
he got
them their lunch.
Yep.
Yeah, he delivered a real physical ass-kicking. Who was the offensive line coach that year, Pony?
Munchak.
And so if you were going to guess, would you say the offensive line was probably blocking a lot better with a Hall of Fame level guy coaching them?
Yeah.
Opening more holes? So James Conner was good enough to the point where people were mad at me that it took me so long to jump on board the James Conner Express. Correct. He almost had 1,000 yards despite getting banged up. During a year where Mike Munchak... with a younger, by the way, offensive line than what they had, you know, last year, for example, during a year when one of the best line coaches in the NFL was still employed here. So tell me, what's more likely? That James Conner just was a pumpkin? Or that the real difference was that their line play declined precipitously from 2018 to last year? You tell me.
I think you just made your point. Is that...
That's also a year, by the way, where they still led the NFL in passing attempts. Shamefully, by the way. They shouldn't have been doing that. But they were running for over a half yard more per carry, despite running the ball the second fewest times in the NFL. So they were still doing the same thing, asking these guys to go backwards more often than push forwards. But because they had a way better guy coaching them, they were doing a better job blocking and opening holes.
I just think that makes that, like, narrowing it down to the running back room.
It's a really convenient solution. Well, if you've been dying to see them run the ball better, it's the easiest one-to-one solution. Better back, better running game.
See, I think
taking a bunch of offensive linemen and then coaching them up is a more complicated process.
So I think it's hard to fix the Steelers' run problems because there are so many facets to this. So they were dead last in the league last year. They were 32nd. I don't think it's just the running back's fault. I don't think you plummet to the absolute bottom of the league because you have mediocre running backs. You did not have good. I do agree with the point that they did not have. I said as much. I thought they had the worst running back room in the league. going into last year with Connor and then no backup behind him with any experience, Snell and McFarland and Samuels. So you've got that. You've got a bad offensive play caller in Fichtner. You've got an aging offensive line that's built to pass block and not run block. You've got a quarterback whose preference is to throw the ball. When it comes to an X factor, like an extra guy to help you in your run blocking game, your tight end, you've got one of the worst run blocking tight ends in the league. So to narrow it down and just say, Franco Harris, let me rattle off all these names, and there's one guy that is unlike the others, who's not like the others. His name's James Conner. He's the reason. No. I would say he was obviously a problem, but I would probably put James Conner among the issues with the Steelers' run game last year. I would put the actual running back that was getting the ball as like their fourth or fifth biggest problem.
Well, again, I'll reiterate here. If you are a fan of the team, and Stephen A. is the most prominent, like, national media fan, openly just fanboy of the team, then the way you would want to say shortest distance between two points is a straight line towards broken running game to fixed running game is just saying it's the running back. It's a lot more unpleasant laying out what you just described, every individual issue that coalesces into making a bad running game. You don't fix that with one draft pick. You don't even fix it with two or three draft picks. You fix it with a couple of draft picks and then a philosophical overhaul. Oh, and by the way, better coaching and still some things in good health. Some things have to just break your way for luck's sake. So I think if you're a fan of the team who really wants them to get better in that facet, the easiest thing to do is just buy into the idea that it's just an upgrade at running back fixes all the problems. That's just not how it works.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer at ShorkeyKia.com. 1937 The Fan personality got himself in a little bit of hot water today by spreading a false report and a false rumor. And we will talk about that next. Uh-oh, big trouble brewing here at 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.